This week, Maryland Governor Wes Moore pardoned 175,000 people with low-level marijuana convictions. Yesterday on our program, the governor told Michelle Martin these records were obstacles to education, housing, and employment.
And so by doing what is the largest state misdemeanor cannabis pardon in the history of this country, essentially what it's doing is we want to make second chances actually mean something.
But some advocates say pardons aren't enough to remove those barriers. NPR's Meg Anderson is here to explain more. Meg, so for the people that think that what Governor Moore did was a big win, why is it considered such a big, important step?
Yeah, so a pardon is essentially a big forgiveness stamp on a past crime. And Maryland's batch of pardons is one of the most expansive to date. But at least eight other states and President Biden have also pardoned people for similar crimes. But in half the country, marijuana is now legal. Yet tens of thousands of people have criminal records from when it was not legal in their state, and those convictions disproportionately affect people of color. So many advocates think it's important to forgive people convicted of something that isn't a crime anymore. Still, some of them say that Maryland could have gone further.
In what way?
Well, first, it's important to note pardons do have benefits. Psychologically, they provide peace of mind. For immigrants, they can lessen the likelihood of being deported. But in many states, including Maryland, a pardon does not erase a conviction from your record. So that means if I'm a landlord or an employer doing a background check, what I'll see on my end is that the person was convicted of a crime and what that crime was, but that it's been forgiven. I spoke to Colleen Chen about this. She's a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, and she says that there's research that shows just having an arrest on your record, not even a conviction, can make employers less likely to call you for an interview.
And so if the governor wants to sort of ensure that this policy, that there's as much force behind it as possible, he would probably work with the legislature to also try to turn it from a pardon to some sort of shielding, a sealing or an expungement.
So shielding and sealing records usually means hiding them from public view. Expungement usually means they're removed from places like court and law enforcement databases. So it looks as if the conviction never happened.
All right, so expungement, why not just do that?
Well, in short, it's tricky. In Maryland, like several states, Maryland already offers expungement for certain marijuana convictions, but most of those are petition-based, so an eligible person has to apply for those records to be cleared, and that can be a lengthy and confusing process. In Maryland, for instance, there's a 7-part video series on the state website explaining the steps. And some states have chosen to automate their record clearing process, but that's not perfect either, and many of them have hit snags with technology.
Ooh, no one likes snags, so what kind of snags?
Yeah. So, for example, if a record is missing information, it might not get cleared. Or if records exist in multiple places, it can be difficult to catch everything. But despite these headaches, proponents say that the benefits of doing automated expungements really do outweigh these challenges. They say that, you know, at least with automation, you can do them in bulk, and this burden of clearing a record then falls on the state and not on the person convicted.
That's NPR's Meg Anderson. Meg, thanks.
You're welcome.